Perry Wallace, who began playing basketball for Vanderbilt in 1967, was the first black player in the Southeast Conference. Even before he accepted a scholarship to Vanderbilt, Wallace received death threats from people who didn't want him there. But during his senior year, Wallace was voted the university's most popular student. He joins me from Nashville. Perry Wallace, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you very much.
And we're also joined by Andrew Marinus, the author of the new book, Strong Inside, Perry Wallace and the Collision of Race and Sports in the South. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Perry, you were recruited by a number of colleges. Tell us a little bit about the exceptionally successful team in Nashville for which you played in high school, because that Pearl High School group broke some new ground as well, right?
Yes, it did. In 1966, the first year that black teams were allowed to compete against white teams for the state championship, we won. And we won after an undefeated season, 31-0.
You won most of your games before the game started, because I understand you guys had a drill where every player on the team would dunk while the players on the other end of the court watched with their mouths hanging open.
Well, we did. We would get a bit warm first, and then the show would begin with the dunks and super dunks, and it was the best of the playground, I guess you would think, and it served a number of purposes, educational, but also kind of had a chilling effect.
I can imagine,
on the
yes.
other players.
Andrew, tell us a little bit about how you came to learn about Perry Wallace and why you decided that his story would make a book.
Well, I came to learn about Perry Wallace 25 years ago when I was a 19-year-old sophomore at Vanderbilt. I read a magazine article, a student magazine article, about Perry's first game at Mississippi State in Starkville, Mississippi, which you can imagine was an extremely trying experience for Perry. At the time, I was taking a Black History course, which I didn't realize at the time only existed thanks to Perry and some of his classmates who pushed for the creation of such a course in the late 60s. You know, it was back then in 1989 that I wrote two history papers about Perry. He stayed on my mind over the years, and it was 8 years ago that I decided I wanted to write a book.
Perry, what did happen when you and your teammates played on the road against Mississippi State?
Not only the Mississippi schools, but a number of others in the Deep South, these were places where there was a great deal of antipathy and antagonism to the idea of integration. They felt it was forced on them. They felt that blacks were not equal. They made that be known at the games, and with the catcalls and the screams and with the threats and with the spitting on you, and some referees, but not all of them, allowed the players to play a lot more physically against you and against me, that is to say.
Bill, if I may, the scene that I read about in that magazine article was a freshman basketball game that Perry played. And in those days, freshmen did not play on the varsity. Mm-hmm. They had freshman teams. University of Mississippi canceled its freshman games against Vanderbilt rather than play against a team that had black players. Mississippi State did not. And so Perry, and at that time there was one other black player on the team, Godfrey Dillard, played in this game in Starkville, Mississippi. The scene had been so outrageous in the first half, the racism directed at them, that at halftime of that game, Perry and Godfrey, two strong young athletes, held hands as they sat together on the bench in the locker room to gain the strength to go back out there in the second half.
Perry, did you feel more welcome on the basketball team than elsewhere on campus at that time?
I probably did, because the players and the coaches, I felt, acted in a very decent, civil manner. You think of how much more hellish my life would have been had they rejected me as a fellow teammate, or had they engaged in games, large and small, to discourage me.
Andrew, how good were the teams Perry played on, and how strong was SEC basketball at that time in the 60s?
SEC basketball at the time was uneven. You had Kentucky, which was, you know, clearly one of the best programs in the country. Perry's teams also were uneven. His sophomore year, his first year on the varsity, was the best team that he ever played on. I think they won 20 games that year, but in those days, only the conference champion went to the NCAA tournament.
When your final basketball season at Vanderbilt was over, you felt you had something to say to the college community about your experience at Vanderbilt. Tell us a little bit about your message and how you chose to convey it.
The Vanderbilt community and the larger community, were not being given the benefit of the facts about the problems that black students were having on campus. I felt that a pioneer who comes back from exploring the West and just says, okay, it's cool, you know, comes back east, just dress casual. And if you see anybody who seems not to like you, give them a hug. Well, I don't think the pioneers would have been doing their job when they came back from the West. And so what I did was I finished my job, and I did it in newspaper articles, one big one with the Nashville Tennessean.
In 1970, the Philadelphia 76ers drafted you, but you ended up in law school at Columbia University, which must have been a terrific disappointment, and later became an attorney at the U.S. Department of Justice. Today, of course, you're a professor of law at American University. I wonder which you enjoy talking about more, basketball or the law?
I enjoy them both. I spent so much more time with law and some of the justice that I could contribute to that I really enjoyed probably more talking about that. But basketball was near and dear to my heart. I just don't breathe it and sleep basketball and that sort of thing. I kind of moved on.
Perry Wallace was the first black basketball player in the Southeastern Conference. He's currently a professor of law at American University. Perry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
And Andrew Marinus is the author of Strong Inside, Perry Wallace and the Collision of Race and Sports in the South. You can read my review and an excerpt of that book at onlyagame.org. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.